Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience. Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Time to get real. Welcome everyone to Reality Spirituality, and let me tell you, this is going to be an exciting show. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and let's get to it because we have a guest on the show. We do have a guest, and his name is Nathan, who is my son, and we've talked before, but before I go to Nathan and we talk about real life experiences, I want to share with my new listeners what reality spirituality is. What does that mean? What is the definition of reality spirituality? Now, I'm glad you're asking me that question because I have the answer. And let me tell you something. Reality spirituality describes our everyday life experiences with their link to spirituality. Now, this show is not about gas prices, politics, economy, coworkers, parents, relationships. No, this show is about you. This show is about you and how you have the power, and you have the ability, and you have the choice to create whatever life, whatever kind of life you want. So reality spirituality is not a religion. It's a guide. It's a guideline to living connected and living in line with the laws of the universe. And the laws of the universe are many. But that's why they say they're laws, because the laws of the universe happen whether we are aware of it or not. We are affected by it. We experience it whether we know about it or not. And basically what this show is about is sharing with you insights of what I've discovered, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, what I've discovered in my life, the ability to create an internal peace. This internal peace, this internal happiness, this internal contentment, when you really get a hold, when that is your priority, when your priority is an internal peace, you are going to be able to live, discover, enjoy this life like you never have before. When you live connected to this energy source, and let me say this, we're all energy. And with energy, each energy vibrates. And that vibration, you, my dear listener, that vibration that you hold, that you create, that you live, is what's going to attract like energy, like vibration. So if you're a complainer, believe me, you're going to get a lot to complain about. If you're sad and depressed, you're going to have more things to be sad and depressed about. So this show, Reality Spirituality, is about dissecting our everyday life experiences to find out, to discover why we're not as happy as we could be. Now, happy, it's not about skipping through life, la-di-da, through the daffodils and the flowers of life. No. It's not about that. It's about making conscious decisions, making conscious choices. And when you do that, your life is going to change. When I say your life is going to change, what I mean is there's going to be a shift of getting away from stress, a shift of not, a shift of more than getting away from stress, a shift of, I'm taking a deep breath because this is very powerful. You, my dear audience, have the power to live happily ever after, just like we were taught. In the storybooks, Cinderella, Snow, whatever. You and I have the ability and the power to choose how we're going to feel. Not to choose, we don't have the power to choose what happens to us. But we definitely have the power to choose our reaction to what happens to us. And without further ado, I am going to bring on the line, Nathan Norrington, which is my one and only son. And it's so funny because he called me today and he told me that he had a lot of experiences over the weekend. He was traveling. He went to Orlando, Florida, and he had a lot of experiences. And I'm excited to hear about them. And I'm also excited to hear about what happened on your trip over the weekend, Nathan. And how does this trip, how does the events that happened unfolding on this trip, how does it link to spirituality? Nathan, are you there?
Oh, I'm still here.
Listen, you know your mommy's a little bit talkative.
Well, then this talk show is perfect for you. Get it?
Yes, I do get it. And thank you for that I already know. Nathan, I want to welcome you to Reality Spirituality and brief introduction. Who is Nathan? Who is Nathan? Well, Nathan can be described in so many terms we don't even have time in the short amount that we have on air, but my son lives in New York City, specifically Manhattan, and he has been living there since 2006. A survivor in the city. I'm so proud of you, and I am open to hearing what's going on in your life, pup. What's going on in your life, Nathan?
All right. What's up with me? Well, I just I like what you said when you said this isn't about other things. This is about you and how we always talk about it. Always comes back to us and how does this relate to what's going on inside of us? You know. So I like that. Just sort of bringing it back to that. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do know what you mean. And guess what? My audience knows what you mean. And before I go on, I want to invite my audience to call in with their questions or not suggestions, but their questions, their comments, their life experiences. You can call in live to speak to Nathan or to speak to me at 646-564-9619. 646-564-9619. Now, Nathan, you took a trip to Orlando, Florida this weekend. And when I spoke to you on Saturday, you briefed me and you told me that, Mom, hey, there's a lot of shit that's going on. So listen,
That's right.
I've been waiting for 3 days to hear your story, so let's go.
All right. I have to see where to start off. Well, I'll start off. It's Florida, so they have these theme parks, Universal Studios, Disney World, all these theme parks. So I go to Universal with two friends of mine.
Uh-huh.
And so we're going, and I'm, like, not real big on roller coasters. You know, I don't do the twisty. I don't do them because they make me sick.
They make me sick, too.
Yeah. I think they're fun. I think the idea of them are fun. But it depends on if it's doing too many twisty turnies. That's not good.
No, it's not good. It's not good. Give me a straight line and let me move about 15 miles an hour. Get it?
Yes.
Okay, keep going. Keep going.
So the first thing we do when we get there is we go on a roller coaster, which is like the most, it's the fastest, the twistiest, whatever you want to call it. It's the most, one of the most in the whole park. And I'm thinking, because I've always wondered if it's like a mental thing that I have with roller coasters or a physical thing, or maybe it's a little bit of both, or who knows what it is.
Okay.
I'm wondering if I'm afraid of it for some reason, or I really do just get sick, or maybe they're linked in some way.
Uh-huh.
So I'm really trying to psych myself up. I haven't been on a roller coaster like this in years. It's been a really long time. I'm trying to psych myself up. You know, I'm finding pennies on the floor. The roller coaster is green. It's called the Hulk. You know, I'm thinking I'm the Hulk. You know, I'm doing everything where it's like, Just getting over it, and even getting over the fear of being sick on the ride. Like, if I'm sick, I'm sick. You know, whatever. I'm not going to be like, I'm getting sick, you know? Oh, no. I don't want to freak out over it.
Wow.
So go ahead.
I just want to ask you a question.
Yeah.
Going to this theme park, you knew there were roller coasters. So when your friend said they wanted to go on a roller coaster, what was your first thought? What was your first internal thought?
My first internal thought was, I don't want to do this.
Okay, perfect. That's good. That's perfect. Go on with your story. Go on with your story.
Yes. So we get on the ride. You know, we're getting all strapped in, and I'm taking breaths. I mean, I'm, like, really trying to not have the same thoughts I've had on a roller coaster before. I'm trying to have new thoughts.
Okay.
So then we go through this thing, and it's pretty crazy. It's short, but it's a lot. You know, it's, like, a lot.
Very intense.
It's intense. So, you know, there's moments. I feel like everything. I was excited, I was scared, I was sick, I was loving it, I was wanting it to be over, I was living it. I mean, it was like a lot of different things in a really short amount of time. And so we got off, and then basically, so then they're trying to go on all these rides, ride after ride after ride. That's what they want to do. Now, I know at this point, after this ride, I don't want to do that. So we ride a few rides together, and then I say, I'm going to do my thing, because I wanted to walk around these theme parks myself.
Uh-huh.
And so they got another ride, and I walked. There's two theme parks next to each other, and I walked to the other theme park, to Universal. This other one was Island Adventures. So I go to Universal, I'm walking around, and I'm feeling so good because it's like I have the best. I have the best of both, and I don't have to do anything. There's no plans, and actually, I don't think I've ever been by myself at a theme park before.
Neither have I.
Yeah, now that I think about it. I mean, I think I've split up from people, but not for too long. But it was just kind of cool to do what I wanted to do and say, all right, I'm done with this. I'm going to go here. And go ahead.
No, I have a question. So you rolled the roller coaster, but so tell us what happened with the roller coaster. You did get sick?
I did feel a little nauseous afterwards, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, that's what I wanted to know, because you were describing all of your emotions and all of the things that you know, being afraid, being excited,
yes,
wanting to challenge.
Oh, I left out a really good part.
Okay, good.
Yeah, on our way there, I don't know what's up with my friends. They're from Italy, and they just have a different, like, kind of a different style. They're just because I think they're over there and we're here. It's just a different style. And he was driving, like, my friend was driving. We didn't really talk a lot. We were driving we wanted to get there as soon as possible. We got up really early. We're basically rushing to the theme park. That's what's happening.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
That's the first strike. Keep going.
Yeah, so we're, like, rushing, and I'm like, why? I mean, I get that we want to spend the whole day here, but I'm like, why are we? It's like, when you rush to a yoga class or you rush to do something really cool, it's like they contrast each other. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
I'm like, we should be, like, excited. You know what I mean? We should be chilled out when we're going to this, like, fantasy world.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, so that's – and that's kind of how they were at the rides, too. And that's when I knew I had to do my own thing. But I'm glad I went on these rides, because it's just been so long where I've been kind of afraid to do it, so I felt good doing it and, like, accomplishing something. And then I have one last piece of my theme park story.
Please.
Okay. So I'm walking around by myself. I'm hanging out, doing my own thing, and I'm sitting down to watch this parade that goes by, and these two girls sit. I'm sitting on a bench. It's like a park bench. And these two girls come and sit next to me, and they're watching the parade too. And we start, like, commenting on the parade together, like the three of us,
yes,
to each other, making comments and jokes, et cetera, blah, blah, blah. So we end up hanging out, and then we see a show together, and then we go on one more roller coaster. I decide that I'm going to do one more before I leave. And these girls have a totally different energy than my two friends that I was hanging out with earlier.
Okay, be specific. What is the different energy? What is the different energy?
It's a kid-like energy.
With
they
the girls
said
or
said
the guys?
The girls. The
okay.
girls have this kid-like, it's like a big kid energy. You know what I mean? They're at a theme park.
Okay, yes.
So I'm hanging out with them, and then I actually run into my two friends. So we're all connecting, so they all meet each other. And then the girl said they don't really have, they're not really big kids. Like, they're not big kids. I mean, they met for like 2 seconds.
Right. So who's not big kids? The girls or what?
My friends, my Italian friends.
Okay, so they're not big kids.
Yeah, they're not big kids. But the girls I'm hanging out with now, they are big kids.
Okay, good. Okay, I get it.
Yeah.
I'm there.
So I decide to go on one more roller coaster before I leave. It's this big, you know, same thing, big, twisty, loopy, it's droppy. But I decide to do it with them because I just wanted to see how it felt to do it with them. And And on this roller coaster, it was really cool because you could play your own. You could pick a song, like a rock song, on the radio, and it'll play in your personal space while you're riding the roller coaster.
Oh my!
Yeah, I've never done that before. But it's, you know, playing a song I like, and the girls are there, and they're like really fun, carefree energy, and the ride was really fun. And I did not get as sick, and I had a better time. I mean, it was a different ride, but I just felt different riding it.
That's a great. Oh my God, what a rich story. So, one of the things we talk about on Reality Spirituality is energy, and how everything is energy, and how energy affects us, and how energy affects others. I mean, so you're saying that your friends from Italy had an energy that was compatible with being scared or being anxious or getting sick. Are you saying that?
Yes, I am. I would say it's compatible with. Yeah, something. I don't know. It's kind of hard to put a label on it, but
right.
It's compatible with an energy that's like, maybe we could call it unsettling.
Yes, unsettling, uncomfortable.
Or maybe unbalanced.
Unbalanced.
Yeah, because I don't want to call it a negative, you know what I mean? I don't want to say it's a negative thing.
Yeah, it's not. I love that, Nathan. It's not balanced. In other words, anything that's not balanced, you're going to feel. If you're 2 centimeters higher, you're going to feel that it's not balanced. I love that.
Yeah.
And so what you did was you went on a ride with different people with different energy, and you got a different result. Even though it's a different roller coaster, you got a different result.
Mm-hmm.
And what did you learn from that? What is the lesson that you got from that?
The lesson I got from it was...
Or more than one lesson.
Yes, more than one lesson. That's so good. One of them, I'm really big in trusting that I'm just going to be guided. And then I'm going to be guided. And after I looked at the whole day as a whole and what I did and all the rides I did and the experiences I had, and none of it, I mean, I'm not out here with a map. Like, I got to see this. It's like I have no clue what I'm doing the whole day. And after looking at what happened the whole day, it was just further, it was a reminder for me that I am being guided. That was what I got from that. Guided to where I need to be, at where I need to be, when I need to be there, all that.
Okay. This story is so rich because what you said is you're being guided. And we all are being guided. We all have that internal voice. Hello?
Yes.
Hello? Hello,
yes.
And because listen, I am so into listening to my internal voice, and your internal voice on the first ride. You said it. I didn't want to go. I didn't want to go, but I did it anyway. But wait, it's good because, see, how many people are in situations that they don't want to be in, or they don't want to do, or they don't want to talk about, but guess what? They do it anyway.
That's right.
And when we go against, this is my opinion, but when we go against our internal clock and we go against, not internal clock, internal voice, and we go against what our that the core of us is saying is trying to, hello, Nathan, I don't want to ride that roller coaster. I don't want to. I don't care what you, I don't want to. I don't feel it. But I'm going to do it anyway. I have to say that 10 times out of 10, there's going to be an effect from what we cause, an effect from what you cause. Every time you are going to get an effect from what you've caused or whatever you decided to do. Listen, there's nothing wrong. It's just being in touch. And it sounds like that whole day you were in touch with who this internal voice, entity, foundation, energy, whatever you want to call it, you were in touch with that the whole day.
I definitely would say I was listening. I would say that I heard it. I said I tried to hear it as much as I could that day.
Uh-huh.
I just wanted to say everything we do, whether we listen to the voice or we don't listen to the voice or there is a voice, there's always an effect to what we choose to do and how we choose to, you know, react. There's always something.
Yes.
Yeah. Go ahead. I was just going to say, and if we're maybe in tune with the internal voice and maybe we get an effect that feels better or maybe we think we want to have more of, there's just all kinds of effects. And it's interesting that I really didn't want to, but there's a part of me, I mean, I'm into doing things that I don't necessarily want to do. At first, or just something, I'm into just contrasting it a little bit and seeing what happens.
You're into basically taking a chance, taking a risk, doing something, you know, doing something out of the box.
Yes, absolutely. All the time, but sometimes, or maybe if I'm just something is telling me, just I don't know. Yeah, every once in a while, or I'll just sort of mix it up.
Huh.
And
so,
I want to say what, yeah.
So my question to you is, when you are in a situation, and this specific one, and you don't want to do it, okay, this is the question I have for you. If you go to that theme park by yourself, would you have chosen to go on that roller coaster?
I would say no. But that's okay.
Of course it's okay.
That's why it was cool that they were there, because I wouldn't have gotten it without them.
Exactly.
I don't think so. I mean, maybe I would have, but I don't know. Who knows? Maybe I would have, but my prediction is probably not.
Are you, this is totally off the subject. Are you experiencing any static in the call?
No, I'm not.
Okay, good. So, okay, in the future, you know how we don't even talk about the future because the only thing that's real is the moment.
That's true.
But would you get on that same roller coaster again? Whether you're with friends or you're by yourself, would you get on that same roller coaster again?
I have to just say I don't know. Do you know what I mean? I have to.
No, you don't have to.
I do. It's the only answer that's true.
You know what, Nathan? You're absolutely right. You know what, Nathan? That is one of the most powerful points, because anytime we make statements about what we're going to do or what we're not going to do, basically, even having that mindset of doing or not doing is resisting what is. In other words, you making a statement about, a bold statement about what I'm going to do, what I'm not going to do, is another. I'm trying to think of.
Yeah, I know. It's something. I kind of makes sense when you said resisting. You're resisting something, or resisting the, just that you don't know the, you don't know the future. Resisting knowing. I don't know. Resisting the unexpected. Or
well,
resisting,
okay.
The unknown.
Okay, I'm gonna ask you another question.
Okay.
Why? Because you had such an experience, a physical experience, mental experience, and I have to, I mean, I'm just assuming, you correct me if I'm wrong, that it wasn't like one of the top 10 experiences of your life, right?
Yes.
So my question is, why would you say that why would you say that you can't say you wouldn't do that again based on you experienced it?
Right.
And it,
no,
was,
I get
and,
it.
And it wasn't,
yeah,
a good experience. Okay, keep going. Yes.
No, I get it. And that's true. And that's kind of what I wanted to, I was thinking of saying at first, but honestly, I can think of so many reasons why I might do it again. I don't think I would, but I could think of scenarios that it could happen again. Maybe I get older and for some reason my nausea is gone and I don't have it anymore. Maybe I'm riding all these roller coasters, or maybe I still haven't and I just want to do it again. Or who knows? I'd have, you know what I mean? There's so many scenarios that it could happen or it could not happen. If I had to predict, I would say it would not happen again, but honestly, it's like, I don't know.
Well,
we're so different, you know what I mean?
You
and I are so different.
Listening to you and hearing what you're saying basically is what another, this is a whole theme of this show, and that is staying open to all possibilities.
Different perspective, yeah.
Different perspective, unlimited amount of possibilities.
Mm-hmm.
And when you open yourself up like that, it's not only freeing, but it enables you to flow with. I love that you said. In fact, you taught me something tonight. I love that you said, "I can't say I'm never going to do that again." Because saying I'm never going to do it is a form of resisting whatever it is.
Yeah.
And we all know that when you resist what is, when you resist reality, when you struggle with what's going on, you suffer the consequences. I love that you're open to not making a decision.
I'm making a decision. I'm just not acting like I know.
Yes. In other words, you're not carving it in stone.
I just, because you just can't. No. You said it. The future doesn't even exist. What am I doing saying what's going to happen in the future? It's not even real.
you know, audience, let me just back up a little bit. Isn't my son amazing? Wow. Interesting. So what I want to share with my audience is this concept of energy and working with it or working against it, flowing with it or resisting it, is the core, is the foundation of our lives. And no matter what happens to us, for us, we have not, it's all about your ability to flow and to be open to new perspectives and to relax and let life, in other words, let's sit in the theater with our legs crossed, our hands behind our head, and let's enjoy the show without commenting. Not, when I say commenting, I mean internally resisting or what is. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, with that, you say that internal sort of resisting, where it's like stuff is happening, but it's like, this isn't right, and that's, why is it, you know, it's like all that stuff that questions it.
Well, we were all conditioned. I go back to that example of the newborn baby. The baby that is just, you know, on its back, flapping his arms and his legs, doesn't care if he's got clothes on, doesn't care if he doesn't have clothes, doesn't care if he's a baby, doesn't care if there's no judgments, there's no expectations. And that's what it sounds like. When I say it sounds like, it means that, can you imagine just being a baby and accepting everyone and loving whatever's happening to us?
Yeah, it sounds great.
Well, I have to say that I scheduled the time, and guess what, Nathan? Our time is almost up.
Yes. Close it out, girl.
I'm going to close it out, but I want to know if you want to do a part two.
Yes, I do. Let's do a part two.
Let's do a part two. When?
Let's say either Wednesday night or Thursday night.
Okay. So, audience, you will hear live Nathan and me, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and we are going to do part two because I have some things to share about this life and situations and energy. I want to share that. So listen again to Reality Spirituality. This is your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality Spirituality.
It's a new experience.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.